This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Lion City, Singapore this afternoon on the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. He was received by Singapore's Minister of Home Affairs and Law, K. Shanmugam. The Prime Minister was given a warm welcome by the Indian community at the hotel. In the evening, the Singapore Prime Minister will host him for a private dinner. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. During the visit, the leaders will review the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Earlier today, India and Brunei signed an MOU for cooperation in the operation of telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellite and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate the bilateral ties to enhanced partnership to further strengthen and deepen the relationship in all areas of mutual interest. It was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Brunei Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah in Bandar Seri Begawan. In his remarks during the talks, the Prime Minister said Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of a bright future for both nations. Big investment has been announced by a leading Singapore group ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. The company will invest around 90,280 crore rupees in the next 4 years. In a social media post, the High Commissioner of Singapore in India, Simon Wong, said Capital Land of Singapore, which is one of Asia's largest diversified real estate groups, has planned to more than double its funds under management in India. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated and dedicated to the nation the Vishwashanti Buddha Vihara at Udgir in Latur district of Maharashtra. The president also installed a statue of Gautam Buddha inside the Vihara and paid tribute to Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar by offering flowers at his statue. The event included a traditional Buddha worship ceremony. A memorandum of settlement was signed among the Centre, Tripura government and representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi today. Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister of Tripura Manik Saha, and senior officials of the Home Ministry and the Tripura government were present on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said it is a matter of joy that NLFT and ATTF have given up weapons and joined the mainstream and expressed their commitment towards the development of Tripura. The centre has extended the ceasefire agreement with the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, K. Niki, for a period of 1 year. The Ministry of Home Affairs said the Centre and the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, K.A. Niki, have mutually decided to extend the ceasefire agreement, effective from the 8th of September 2024, for 1 year to promote lasting peace in the state. In Bangladesh, terrorist Sheikh Aslam, also known as Sweden Aslam, has been released on bail from Kashimpur High Security Central Jail in Ghazipur near Dhaka last night. He was wanted in 12 instances, including cases related to arms and murder. Aslam is one of the 23 top criminals declared during the tenure of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party-led four-party coalition government in the early 2000s. At the Paris Paralympics, Indian shot put thrower Sachin Khilari clinched the silver medal in the men's shot put F56 final with a walloping throw of 16.32 metres. He brought the country's 21st medal in the mega para event. In archery, Harvinder Singh will face Seng Lung Hui of Taipei in men's individual recurve open round of 32. In badminton, India, Satish Kumar Karnakaran and Shankar Subramanian reached the men's singles quarterfinals of the Taipei Open Badminton Tournament. Karnakaran defeated Kantaporn Wangcharoen of Thailand 24-22-23-21. In another match, Subramanian defeated his Finnish opponent Joachim Oldorf 21-12-19-21-21-11. And with that, we end this news bulletin.